Marty, that is the crickets chirping for you right there. It's very nice to hear. A girl by the name of Peggy Underwood has called from Bowie, and we just got a call from Abilene, Texas, and give us time to answer the phone. I mean, if you want to hear some of my buddies and you want to call us, well, give us time to answer the phone. We're going to play what you request, you know. And this is a very, very, very least we can do. No one knows when the funeral is going to be yet in Lubbock. But, you know, I think it'd be nice if you know, people would send a card. They could send a card to Lubbock. Yeah, just send it to radio station KDUB in Lubbock, care of Buddy Holly. And they'll see that they're put in the proper place. It wouldn't hurt anybody a bit to send a card up that way. And, you know, let them know that people will not forget Buddy Holly, because he was the greatest guy in the world, and he furnished a lot of entertainment for a lot of people. And this is one of Buddy's biggest records. And it was a weirdo. This is the one that came out right after That'll Be the Day. It was the next record, or it might have been the record after That'll Be the Day. And they flipped everybody with this one because, personally, I didn't like it, but boy, it caught on like wildfire. Here's the crickets chirping, oh boy.
All of my love, all of my kisses, you don't know what you've been a-missing, oh boy.
Oh boy, that is what I've been for me.
Okay. This is Buddy Holly, and that was him, an old boy right there. We used to have a guest whenever he'd come in. We'd get in the back and cut tapes, you know. And we used to have a guest whenever he'd come in. We'd get in the back and cut tapes, you know. And I'm sure all of you, if you ever heard it, you'll never forget it. Call him in. He used to call him in. Now I gotta come up out. And this is the thing Buddy cut one time. Break up the station, Bud.
This is Buddy Holly with the crickets reminding you this is KSYD, Wichita Falls, the station that other stations listen to.
In the end, chirping crickets not fade away. Chirping crickets right here, Big Bud Holly, and not fade away. Buddy, I'm sure you've heard by now, that's the reason we're doing this. In Mason City, Iowa, seems that three of the nation's top rock and roll idols were killed during there was a light snow up there in the plane crash. And in the trio, there was Buddy Holly, 22-year-old Lubbock, Texas boy, who we're playing these records for. Along with Richie Valens, 21 years old in Los Angeles. And J.P. Richardson, 24, in New Orleans. And he's original home of New Orleans, and he's probably best known as a disc jockey in the city of Beaumont. And they were killed in a plane crash. And we're playing all these records just for Buddy, and for you to hear, because I asked this afternoon if I could do this, and I asked him if I could play all the records of Buddy's, and Earl Burnham, the manager, was very nice about it. He said certainly, he said, if that's what you want to do, because he's a good friend of mine. And this is the only way I know to pay any tribute to Buddy, you know. And because this is the only way I know how to do anything, that what else can I do? That's all. And this show isn't commercialized or anything else. This is for Buddy Holly, and that's all. This is the flip side, as they get Peggy Sue. They call it Every Day. It's a weird voice on this one, too.
Every day, it's getting closer. Going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way.
Buddy Holly right there. And Every Day. This side came up almost as big as Peggy Sue, which is on the flip side. Everyone beginning to like this side, too. This is one of Buddy's earlier records. If you remember.
Staying at home, waiting for you. Just won't get it cause you stay with you. Well, I'm looking for someone about.
That's the Ray Charles influence right there. Buddy Holly. One of the songs he wrote called I'm Looking for Someone to Love. He and Jerry wrote that one. It came out as the flip side of That'll Be the Day. And the original foursome in the crickets, there was Buddy, Jerry Allison, Joey Malden, Nicky Sullivan. Nicky went out on his own. Jerry and Joey and Buddy, they all stayed together. They didn't get anybody to replace him because they said there wasn't anybody that could replace him. So they just carried on the three of them. And, you'll never know how proud Buddy Holly's mother was of him, because his mother and father were, I don't know how old they are, but they're pretty old. And they've got just a small, average home in Wichita Falls, in Lubbock. And the first time I ever met him, a good friend of mine and Buddy's, Kerry Hobbs, who was the first person to ever push Buddy Holly or play any of his records or anything else, was Kerry Hobbs. And Kerry and Buddy and I and Jerry were out one night in Lubbock. And this is after Buddy had just gotten back from being on the Ed Sullivan Show. His mother was really proud of him, you know. She was real nice, and she used to call me and request records. Not Buddy's, but she'd call and request records, you know. And she listened to the radio all the time. She wouldn't admit it, you know, to hear Buddy's records. And in the front room, she had a long table, and had all of Buddy's albums on it, the ones with his picture on the front of it. And she had a picture of him that Buddy brought her back with he and Ed Sullivan together. And she had little mementos of all his, and a piece of sheet music with a piece of Peggy Sue sheet music, and with his picture on the front of it. And she thought he was a living end. And I'll never forget this night went over there, night we met her. I was a disc jockey in Lubbock then, and so was Kerry. He was still jockeying there. And we went over there, and we just came in. He was going to change clothes and was going to go out to eat. And she flipped. She took Buddy off in another room, and she bawled him out for not calling her and telling her that two radio stars were coming over to eat. You know, it really, that's what she told her. You know, and she thought it was terrible because he didn't call her, and she didn't have a chance to clean up the house or anything, or dust up and everything for us to come over. And she insisted that we eat there, and, you know, we told her we just got to go out and eat, no sense going to all the trouble. And and Buddy returned this love by when he made it big. He told his daddy to retire. His dad was a painter and a contractor. Told his dad to retire. He bought him a Chevrolet, bought him a brand new Chevrolet. And he was in the process of building a brand new home for him. I mean, a plush home for him. And I haven't been back since then. I haven't talked to Buddy. The last time I saw Buddy Holly was when I was doing a marathon at the Bennett Motor Company here not too long ago. And Buddy just drove up one night. And he was on his way to New York with his wife, and they were going up to New York. And he walked in, and he stayed about 30 or 45 minutes and then left. And that's the last time I saw Buddy. I got a card from him at Christmas saying, you know, he was in New York and wish you were back here and everything. The last time I saw him. But a lot of people remember Buddy Holly after this, because this is going to be one of his biggest hits. This is Buddy Holly's Hit of Tomorrow. It doesn't matter anymore.
Going, baby, you won't matter anymore. You won't matter anymore.
Okay, there you go. Big Bud Holly right there, and it doesn't matter anymore. This is one of the Crickets himself, the name of Joby Malden. We talked to Joe at the same time we talked to Jerry. They were together and deciding what they were going to do with the group now. And we called him in Lubbock earlier this afternoon. And this is what Joby had to say.
What have y'all heard? Just what we've read in the paper and heard over the radio.
I talked to Norman a while ago.
Did you?
Yeah. He said some friend of his called him up there.
Yeah.
And he didn't know, somewhere up North Dakota,
mm-hmm.
called him, and they said that they didn't know too much about it.
Yeah.
But y'all, I mean, it's in the paper that y'all were with him. I thought y'all were with him.
Yeah, no, we weren't.
Y'all were in Clovis, weren't you?
Uh-huh. Well, we got here. We came into Lubbock about 10 last night.
You did what?
I say, Jerry and I drove to Lubbock about 10 last night, so we were here when it happened.
Well, I'm sorry to hear it, son.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Where's Jerry?
He's right here.
Is he?
Yeah, you talk to him.
Yeah, let me say hello, Eddie.
Jerry.
Hey, Jerry, bro. How you doing?
Now.
Hey, Mason. I talked to Norman this while ago.
Yeah.
And he said that they hadn't heard too much.
No, we got the paper here, and I'm just reading it now.
Were you?
I don't know what to say.
Well, I'm sure sorry to hear it, son.
Yeah, man, me too.
What are y'all gonna do?
I don't.
What are y'all gonna do?
The part we played for you earlier with Jerry, and both the guys are shook up. Believe me, you know. especially Jerry. Jerry was sort of the comic of the group. He's the one that, when they came down here in August to do the TV show, Buddy came down by himself with his cousin. And we were all sitting down here, and I said, well, I miss the guys. He said, I do too. So we called them on the phone, they got on the plane and flew down. And we all went out to eat that night and play little cards, you know, and sit around the old campfire out there at the Wayfair and really had a good time. And Jerry brought down with him that night when he got here, he brought down with him his brand new record. He went under the name of Ivan. And it was played here for the first time anywhere in the nation. The record got to be really big. And tonight, Jerry said his next record was just released, so you'll be hearing it any time here. He's sending one down to us. And he was really shook up to hear about Buddy. This is a good song. This is the Big Beats backing up Buddy right here. Little Baby Baby Me. C.W. Kendall playing piano.
Baby, baby, me.
There you go, Charles Horton Holly right there, Buddy Holly. And Little Baby, Baby, Me. Tope Records, he was going to name it after the color of his Cadillac, Tope Brown. I think that's what they call it, Tope. As I remember, that's what he told me. He was going to start his own record company and publishing company, and he was looking around for artists. Tope Records, he was going to start. And, you know, every... Same way they got, no one knows where they got the name the Crickets. One day they're sitting around, they said, what do we call our group, you know? And they wanted to think of something different, so they said, how about some Crickets? And there you go. They call them the Crickets. So he named his record company the same way. Here's Buddy Holly, and it's easy.
It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love.
Right. There you go, Chirping Crickets and Big Bud right there, and It's So Easy to Fall in Love. And, Buddy, I'm sure everyone knows about it now, about the death of Buddy Holly, along with the Big Bopper, J.P. Richardson, and also Richie Valens, an up-and-coming star tomorrow. These two guys can't be forgotten either. But I didn't know them. But I knew Buddy Holly, and I knew him well. He was the greatest guy in the world. And like we said earlier, if you wouldn't mind putting an envelope, whatever you can, a dime, a quarter, a dollar, whatever you can, and mail it to Buddy Holly, KSYD Radio, Wichita Falls, Texas. We'll see that it goes to muscular dystrophy. Everything you mail in, we'd appreciate it. Buddy, he's only been married a little less than 6 months. His wife, as Jerry Allison told you earlier, one of the Crickets, she's coming to Lubbock tomorrow. So I guess the funeral will be in Lubbock. I'm going to try to make it up. The funeral, and what can you say? You know, you can't say too much, except you can recall the things that the times that you had fun with him, and the things that he enjoyed talking about most, like the greatest thrill Buddy Holly ever. I asked him one time. I said, Buddy, since you've been going, since you've been singing, what's the greatest thrill you've ever had? He says, no, the greatest thrill I've ever had was playing the Palace Theater last Christmas, not this last Christmas, Christmas before last. He said, last Christmas in New York, he said, I've never seen crowds like this. I never had so much fun. I never enjoyed playing to a crowd more than I had last Christmas. And that was his greatest thrill, playing the Palace Theater, along with, all the top rock and roll stars. They had a big show. They have one every Christmas there. And Buddy Holly. Here's another one of his earlier records. Little Richard did this without Buddy Holly, Doug at the Mother.
Cindy, I pray.
There you go, the Chirping Crickets right there, along with Big Bud Holly. And the old Little Richard tune. Can't you send me here? Send me some love, you see. That was one that Buddy Holly, Life and Little Richard recorded. And he thought Little Richard was a gas. That was one of his favorite singers. And he used to talk about, you know, all the trips they'd made together and everything, about how much fun he was to you know, sing with on the show. And you know, what a gas he was. This is a...
Well, I'll be there to wait and see. Baby, baby, I'll have you. Baby, baby, you'll be
Right now, this is Bob Lyons, a button in for station identification. We want to remind you that you're listening to the Snuff Garrett Show from KSYD in Wichita Falls, Texas, bringing you the special show dedicated to the late Buddy Holly, J.P. Richardson, and Richie Valens. We think that this is a very good show that Snuff's putting on, and we want you to stay until the very end. I want to remind you that it's coming your way from the studios of KBOB. KBOB, the new sound and radio at Sound Sensational. Now back to Snuff Garrett in Wichita Falls, Texas.
Baby, 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 baby.
We did this because we wanted to, and we appreciate you letting us play all of Buddy's records, and we're glad that you like them. And Buddy Holly won't be forgotten because they've got some more records of his, and they'll keep coming out. And as long as I can find a way, well, I'll play them. And I'll ask anybody that I know to and buy them because Buddy Holly won't die for quite a while. And rock and roll singers come and go, but it's only going to be one Buddy Holly, believe me. I'll never find anybody else to sing like him. And he was the greatest guy in the world. And if you can find time tonight, you know, if you want to keep on calling in and keep on requesting Buddy's records, I don't think Jack Grady would mind a bit. Because I'm sure he'd be more than happy to play whatever you wanted to hear by Buddy. Because, you know, we can't stop here, believe me. So I'll ask you once again, just send whatever you can in an envelope to KSYD Radio, care of Buddy Holly, Wichita Falls, Texas. And whatever you can, we'll give it all to Muscular Dystrophy. Here's a big bud that Elvis Presley popularized, but Buddy insisted that it was in his first album for Coral Records. He liked the song so much he wanted to do it. Here's Big Bud.
Okay.
The preceding program came to you transcribed from a TV, from a radio show broadcast on February the 3rd, 1959, and came to you from KSYD in Wichita Falls, Texas, and was produced and directed by Snuff Garrett, and starred Snuff Garrett as your host and his special tribute to Buddy Holly, J.P. Richardson, and Richie Valens, who were killed earlier today, February the 2nd, 1959, in Mason City, Iowa, in a plane crash that stunned the whole United States. All rock and roll fans were shocked at the news.
City of New Orleans, WNOE, where it's Mardi Gras time and the festive spirit is in the air. However, this morning, one sad note received at the WNOE news terminal, and that, of course, being the plane crash, killing three top entertainers, Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, and Richie Valens. We'd like you to get behind the disc jockeys at KZIB in Wichita Falls in supporting a drive to support one of Buddy Holly's favorite charities, the Muscular Dystrophy Association. This, of course, would be a way to remember Buddy that will stand up for years and years. Send your contribution to Muscular Dystrophy, care of KZIB, Wichita Falls, Texas.
Love me, cause I'm gonna love you too. I don't care what you told me, you're gonna say you'll hold me. Yes, you're gonna say you'll love me, cause I'm gonna love you too.
Keith Valens and the Big Bopper. These three gentlemen, along with Frankie Sardo, appeared at the Prom Ballroom in St. Paul just last week at a WDGY-sponsored dance. Our disc jockey, Bill Deal, played with these boys to a crowd of 2,000 young people, and they were thrilled at their show that night. And yesterday, when the news came to us of their deaths, these youngsters were saddened throughout the Twin Cities, as well as oldsters, too, because Buddy Holly had a wide appeal here in Minneapolis and St. Paul. We are very happy to get in on the fundraising campaign for Muscular Dystrophy, since we are now aware that it was Buddy Holly's favorite charity. And we will certainly encourage our listeners to make any contributions they like in the memorial for these three great stars for Muscular Dystrophy. Thank you very much, KZIB in Wichita Falls, for this opportunity. This is Don Kelly, Program Director, WDGY, Minneapolis and St. Paul.
sad and cried for lonesome tears. When you left and said I'm gone, lonesome tears fell all night long. Did you know I cried and said goodbye?
Great Buddy Holly and the Crickets in one of their finest recordings called Lonesome Tears.
Music in Unit South in Wichita Falls, Texas. The wonderful story of the fans of Buddy Holly and the friends of Buddy Holly and what they plan to do with the volunteer contributions and offers of help from the town and the surrounding community. And other, the Texas